Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sports King India Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Devansh Dedhia from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Sports King India Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all the participants on the Q3 and 9M FY25 financial results discussion call. Today on the call, we have with us Mr. Munish Awasthi, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, Mr. Sandeep Sachdeva, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Lalit Sharma, who is the Company Secretary. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Sandeep Sachdeva for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I will take you through the financial performance of the company for the quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2024. For quarter three FY25, Sports King India Limited achieved revenue from operations of INR 610 crores, up 2% YoY. Share of export in revenue was approximately INR 341 crores for the quarter, representing a 57% contribution from export business to revenue for the quarter. Gross profit stood at INR 148 crores with an increase of 10% on YoY basis. Gross profit margin expanded by 183 basis points YoY. Gross margin for the quarter stood at 24.3%. EBITDA stood at INR 37 crores, increasing by 17% on YoY basis. EBITDA margin expanded by 123 basis points YoY to 9.4%. Profit after tax was INR 16 crores, seeing an increase of 18% YoY. Profit after tax margin was 2.7%, experiencing a margin expansion of 37 basis points on yearly basis. For 9 months FY25, Sports King India Limited achieved revenue from operations of INR 1895 crores, up 7.3% YoY. The gross profit stood at INR 441 crores with an increase of 19.1% on YoY basis. Gross profit margin expanded by 230 basis YoY. EBITDA for 9 months FY25 was INR 189 crores with an EBITDA margin of 9.9%. EBITDA increased by 36.6% YoY. EBITDA margin improved by about 213 basis points YoY. Profit after tax was INR 73 crores, seeing an increase of 54% YoY. PAT margin was 3.9%, experiencing a margin expansion of 117 basis points on yearly basis. Company had an exceptional quarter in sports funds with an overall mix of sales from the sport increased to 57% in Q3 FY25, from 48% in Q3 FY24 and 46% in Q3 FY25. Capacity utilization remains more than 95%. Now, thank you all. Now, I will hand over the call to Mr. Munish Awasthi, the CMD of the company, for his remarks on the results and the outlook.
Thank you, Sandeep. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you have an opportunity to go through our press release and the investor deck. The textile industry continues to operate at a steady pace. The exports saw an uptick in demand since last quarter, led by an impressive growth in shipments to Bangladesh. Domestic market saw uneven demand buoyed by the festive season, but at the same time restricted to some extent by continued imports from China of synthetic fibers and yarn. Cotton prices continue to slide lower, albeit at a slower pace, and continue to be higher than the normal differential to the imported cotton due to MSP operations by CCI and the import duties which have been levied since last 2 years. We expect similar conditions prevailing over the next few quarters as margins continue to stay under pressure because of the government policies on cotton. At the same time, we see the overall demand as very satisfactory, and we continue to work on improving our efficiencies and believing all these ongoing efforts will help us in improving margins by 100 to 200 basis points going forward. So I pass on the call to Devansh to request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand, we have acquired two businesses in the last quarter. We are going to merge two businesses in the last quarter. So how do we plan to pay for that, or how are we going to do a share swap, or are we going to upfront give them money? So okay, if you can help us understand that.
Thank you for the question. That it's still under consideration, so we are still not ready with the proposal. As I think in a couple of months, as we are ready with the proposal, we'll share the details.
Okay, got it. Sir, can you please give me the current cotton realization, yarn realization, and spread for Q3?
Q3, the spreads were around in cotton. Cotton yarn were about 95 to 100 rupees, and they're slightly better right now this quarter. We see a slight improvement this quarter.
Okay, so the spread were around 95 to 100.
Yeah, around 95 rupees to 100 rupees. Yeah.
Okay. So in last quarter, our spreads were very low, around 60 rupees, but still we did kind of a.
I think right now what are the spreads I'm giving you is between the raw material cost and the sale price. That 60 rupees must have been about the clean cost. So there's a difference between the two sets of numbers.
Okay, got it. Sir, I have another question. Sir, what is the steady state spread that we can expect going forward? Sir, steady state spread that we can expect going forward over the next two to 3 years?
Sir, I don't know about 2 to 3 years, because see, first of all, the government policies which are making Indian cotton a little expensive than what is available to other countries is putting a pressure on. So the government policy can change any time. So if it changes in our favor, which we expect, then the margins can go up by 300 to 400 points. So other than that, we expect the margins to stay where they are. Maybe from improved by a couple of hundred, about 100 to 200 points by the ongoing efforts we are making in making debottlenecking and modernization. So otherwise, until the government doesn't change the policy, I think there will be some pressure on the margins, and it will stay at these levels or maybe 100 to 200 points plus minus.
Okay, got it. Sir, also a few quarters back we had mentioned that with a slight uptick in this business, we can easily achieve a 15-16% kind of margin. And sir, it seems like one of our competitors has said that because of Indian cotton prices being higher than the international market, the yarn prices will be under pressure. Sir, what kind of cotton prices can we expect to reach these 15-16% margins?
So the demand scenario is not bad. Demand scenario is pretty good right now. The only problem is the prices, the Indian cotton prices are higher than usual. Generally Indian cotton prices are at 500 to 700 points higher than the New York futures, which are right now prevailing at about 1000 to 1100 points higher. So there is a clear, you know, difference of by 3 to 4% or 5% in the international prices and the potential Indian prices where they should be. So that continues. So I won't say, I think the demand side is very good. The only is this anomaly till it goes. Then of course, you know, it will keep on putting the pressure on the potential margins which this industry deserves or which we can have.
So the 3 to 4% correction would initially like improve our margin to 15-16% or maybe 1-2% higher.
If the till this policy goes, you know, this anomaly goes away, I don't see any reason for margins to go up to 15%. But I of course I can see the margins going up to 12-12.5%. With all the effort we are doing on our cost rationalization and the other measures. But to really get beyond 15, I think then this anomaly has to go.
From my side. Sir, we have taken this we have taken the merged entity into our consideration and their margins at present are margin accretive to our current business. So we have highlighted that due to that 12-13% margin from there and our like 9-10% margin currently what we are doing, it's margin accretive. But when I look at what we are saying that we would like with internal efficiencies, our margin will improve to 12-12.5% over the next 3-4 quarters. Can we expect the merged entity to make even higher margins by like maybe 1-2% higher as we scale up this capacity?
No, we are not scaling up any capacity. As I told you that we, you know, margins right now we are at about 10% for the whole, for first 9 months. So we can expect these margins to improve to, you know, 11% or 12% in the demand and the scenario which is right now, which is prevailed for next couple of quarters. Other than that, you know, going beyond that, it all depends on the demand and the differential and how, you know, to get even better, it depends on the government policy as I reiterate.
Okay, good. Sir, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press *1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sharan Gupta from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Gupta. Can you please use your answer and speak?
Yeah, is it audible now?
Yeah, better.
Yeah. Sir, my first question is that SPV that we are commissioning in Bathinda for the solar power plant, how much will it be captive after this capacity is
I think it will be you know, we are still in the process of getting the approval from the government, but once it happens, I think right now we are at about 13 to 14%. And I think it will be another 13-14%. So I think in totality, this will be 1/3 of our capacity will be dependent on solar. We get from our own solar.
Sir, post this commissioning of the power plant, what will be the cost that we'll be saving compared to the power cost that we are incurring currently?
I think it will be around 20 crores per year.
And sir, one more question, like what is the current capacity for fabrics and garments?
So we don't make any fabric or garment in this company.
Currently we are operating at almost 95% of the utilization. So, just wanted to understand what will be the revenue growth drivers for our company 1, 2, or 3 years down the line.
So, right now, there are no revenue drivers for next 1 year. But we are, of course, now, as for the last couple of years, we are working at 95%, and all our new capacities we can put years back are on stream and we are doing well. So we are in the process of looking at how, you know, the further expansions and which way to go. So I think we'll be able to share the details maybe in the next 2 to 3 months. We are right now working hard on that, to what product and what line of business in textile we want to grow in. So we'll share it once we are confirmed with it. So those will be the drivers for the next 2 to 3 years.
Sure, sir. Appreciate that. But, sir, in your presentation on the slide 20, since you mentioned the setting foundation for the forward integration, where we have got an in-principle approval for the merger. So just wanted to understand, I mean, how is the fabric and the garment business out there, and what are the sorts of facilities that we will be merging into our business?
So these are two companies which we are proposing to merge with our company. One is a purely garment company, which right now makes around 10,000 garments a day, 10-15,000 garments a day, with a revenue of around 120-130 crores. And the other one is a finishing process, fabric finishing company, which has a revenue of around 70-80 crores. So once this proposal is done, so we have the plans to, you know, with a very minimal investment to almost triple these capacities. So yeah, once the merger is formalized, then we can start looking at those numbers.
So till the time we announce the next phase of expansion, that means this suppose the merger gets approved, there will be an incremental revenue of 200 crores with a minimum of investments, right?
Yeah, of course. So it will take some time because these mergers, I think the period is almost 12 to 18 months. It takes from the NCLT and all. So I think it will all come into effect from 2026-2027.
For the next 1.5 years or 2 years, because we have not yet finalized it, and even this merger will take some time. So in terms of the profitability or the cost efficiency, how do one look at in terms of the improvement in the operating efficiency or the improvement in the margins from here onwards? What are the steps taken by the company to improve it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have implemented some modernization plans, a lot of debottlenecking plans where, you know, we are increasing our capacity by 4-5%, without really increasing our capacity. So then there are, you know, small changes we are doing, like we are putting up a small solar plant right now. It will be operational by next month, 4-5 megawatts. So these are incremental changes which we have made in the last couple of years, which, you know, now the things are settled and the markets are settled, because we grew by 40%. So we are more confident and our demand for our product is more widespread. So we get some incremental gain in better marketing of those products. So all these, I think, will help us in improving our margins going forward. The market stays as it is.
Sure, sir. Noted. So last question. So with the current capacity, it is fair to assume that the peak revenue, if we assume the current situation in terms of pricing and costing prevails, the peak revenue will be 2,500 crores for us, and with a margin of 11%, we can do 275-280 crores of peak EBITDA on the current capacity.
Yeah, that's almost, that's about right.
Sure, sir. That's all from us. Thank you and all the best.
The next question is from the line of Sahil Vora from M&F Associates. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes,
yes. Please. Hi, sir. My first, regarding the export, your export contribution has come to the highest level at 57%. So, just wanted to know which were the key countries that led to such massive growth.
So, our major market continues to be Bangladesh, and the demand in Bangladesh has been three robots for last 3-4 months. Every month has been a record month for Indian yarn exports to Bangladesh. So there, Bangladesh of course has been the key driver for us for last 3-4 months for this performance.
Okay. That's great. And the contribution they attributed to dealers stocking up their inventory after a slowdown phase, or has the export demand market stayed in general? And also, you could elaborate about the current situation in Bangladesh, how that market is picking up, and how do we see, and do we see any near-term challenges on the export front?
No, we don't see any challenges in export front actually. Bangladesh, there was a slight hesitancy by buyers and everybody in last July and August. But it continues to grow, and I think they are already achieving numbers which are higher than their export numbers to USA and Europe are. Yeah, so as I was saying that Bangladesh market, we don't feel that, any challenges are there. It's working as it used to, and we don't see any challenges there.
Okay, sir. And sir, on the financial front, while depreciation has remained relatively stable as guided, both employee costs and finance costs has jumped on both quarter-to-quarter and year-to-year basis. Can you share reasons for both of these changes?
So the finance cost actually has been impacted because of, I would request Mr. Sandeep to elaborate on that.
The finance cost increasing percent mainly due to the differences between change fluctuation to the extent it pertains to the saving and interest cost of foreign currency term loan as well as rupee term loan. That's the only accounting standard. It's a notional entry. This includes around 5 crores of rupee debt.
So what we need to say is that our actual interest cost stays around 10.5 to 11, but because of the Ind AS regulations, we have to consider some end-to-end differences. So it is higher by 5 crores because of that. And the depreciation, our depreciation has been pretty steady for last 7-8 quarters, and it stays the same.
Understood. That's it for now. I'll rejoin the queue if I have further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Shashi Trivedi from NV Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. On the same lines as Artai Sahil previously, I would like to know how do you feel on Bangladesh plus one tailwind for the Indian textile industry, given it is a substantial market for you?
Bangladesh plus one, I think, is a pretty overrated concept. People just jump to the bandwagon, but we don't see, people shifting from Bangladesh. I think that we see the customers, all our customers, reporting a pretty hefty order book going forward. And we saw some orders coming to India in the last 2 quarters. But we don't see a huge shift, paradigm shift in to really, look for Bangladesh plus one kind of a strategy. But overall, yes, the market, the buyers, keeps their search on for good vendors. So the big vendors in India who are, they are getting some positive orders, and they are getting some positive traction here. Not only because of Bangladesh plus one, but I think China plus one is still continues to be the main theme. And China still is exporting almost $200 billion against what we do, like about $15 billion, and Bangladesh is 40. So I think before getting into Bangladesh, I think Chinese share is what we are, what we are getting right now. Bangladesh, I don't see Bangladesh going down. I see Bangladesh steadily growing from ahead and keep on growing by 10 to 15% going forward for next 2-3 years.
Right, sir. Now my next question would be, what is the mix of cotton yarns and synthetic yarn for the 9-month FY25, and how do you see the share of value-added yarns evolving in your portfolio?
So, value-added yarn proportion remains the same as it has been for last couple of years. So, we are working on it to increase it by 3-4% maybe next year. So we are working on some debottlenecking and capacity, small capacity additions. About the composition amongst cotton and synthetic. So our cotton, 100% cotton is around, you can say around 60%, 60-62%. And cotton blended is about 30%. And synthetic, 100% synthetic is about 3-4%.
Okay, sir, noted. Just another last question. It would be, what are the triggers of margin improvement for you? I understand the parity of domestic and international prices is one of the factors. By when do you feel that the prices will converge? And is there any government policy and subsidies that helps with this?
No, actually, you know, this is the major trigger, the differential. You know, what used to be pre-COVID, the prices, as I told you that Indian prices used to be about 500 to 600 basis points up than the ICE futures, which have been now consistently about 1,000 points. So, this is a major trigger, and we see some ray of hope as, CCI is accumulated a lot of stocks this year, which are like, I would say right now they are sitting at about 8.5 million bins. And by the time the season ends, the procurement season ends, it might go up by another 20-30 lakhs. So the government has to take that decision, whether they want to support the industry and provide us the cotton at reasonable rates, or they want to, because they will be taking a loss. The prices sell at a price which is more, which they have actually sold this year also. So we have, we feel that the government this year will have to sell lower going forward. But ultimately, this is again, till they don't address this elephant in the room of import duty and direct subsidy to the farmers, and this will remain a challenge. It is a long-term challenge for sure for the industry.
Thank you, sir, for answering my questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kailash Samarthya from Diplomacy Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is related to one scheme, that is by remission of duties and taxes on exported products. Since the scheme has got over as of December, are we hoping it gets extended? And what will be the financial impact of the scheme currently? And also how much benefit do we receive from the same?
So, I think your information is wrong. That scheme is not ended. It is valid up till 30th September 2025.
Okay. And so, how much benefit do we receive from this sale?
So it is about 3% of our exports, FOB prices of our exports.
Okay. So second question would be on demand. In my opinion, the third quarter is marked with high domestic demand in lieu of the festival season. What was your experience of the demand during Q3, and how has demand seen shaped up during the end of the quarter now that January is almost over? Are we seeing any slowdown in orders from factory or apparel manufacturers?
The demand actually in export demand was very good last quarter, and but domestically also the demand was okay. But as I said in my opening remarks, that the Indian domestic demand has been constrained by a lot of flooding of Chinese seed imports because the Chinese market not doing that well. So there's a lot of clampdown which has happened recently, you know, on Chinese illegal imports, you know, this imports. So we see a certain small bit of improvement in domestic demand actually since last 1 month. In exports, generally well this quarter. So we continue to see a good order book in our export orders for this quarter as well.
Okay. And sir, how much cotton inventory do we typically carry, and is your fresh procurement ongoing at the moment?
Yes, right now we are in the middle of the harvesting season of cotton in India, and we continue to buy cotton as we need. So this year, of course, we are still working at slightly lower stocks than what we have generally at this time of the year because of higher Indian prices as compared to international prices, and a lot of stocks which are there with the government which will come into sale post March. So we are taking a little bit of conservative view this year and stocking a little less than normally.
Okay. And so just, sir, in the previous quarter, you had mentioned that the cotton prices have started to correct from the high of 58,000 rupees to 54,000-55,000. So cotton futures also indicated that price fell in November, December. However, with this recently hiked MSP on cotton, CCI buying and outlook of Cotton Association of India of 7% lower production, where do you see the cotton prices for you, and what's the likely impact for you in terms of inventory you are carrying?
So most of the inventory we are carrying, it is pre-sold because we generally have an order book of 2 to 3 months also. So there is not major impact on that. Of course, beyond that, of course, there are a couple of months cotton we have, which is always not priced. Going forward, we see, the Indian cotton prices have come down even further. So from 54, they have come down, slid down to around 52,500, now as we speak. And they continue to be under pressure in spite of, the huge operation by the CCI. And about the cotton crop, we actually see the cotton crop higher than last year. We don't agree with the numbers CI has put on. So we see, the cotton crop slightly higher than last year. So we expect, we think that last year the crop was around 325. So we expect the cotton crop to be more closer to 340 this year than 305 or 10. So we see, cotton prices continuing to be under pressure going forward for next 6 months.
Okay. Sir, with that, do we foresee any inventory gains in the future, given current procurement is at a lower level?
No, because we don't see prices going up, so there won't be any inventory gains. I don't foresee that. Only, if there are some black swan events, but as the condition is today, we don't see, cotton prices going up in a hurry.
Okay. And so just lastly, one more. since this Maharashtra's election got concluded, and we have seen that this Ladli Baila Yojana have created a labor shortage. And due to that, the production has dipped in the Maharashtra last year also. So do you see currently the harvesting season is going on? So are you seeing any impact on the same?
Impact on what? On harvesting of cotton?
Yes.
So I think the cotton arrivals are pretty robust, and there was, of course, the Maharashtra arrivals were a little late to come because of the election and everything. But since last 1 month, the arrivals have been very robust, and we don't see any any slowdown in the arrivals right now.
Okay. That's it from my end. Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Parikh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for this opportunity. Really appreciate it. My question is regarding in the last call, we talked about Marvel Dyes about entering into the knitted fabric too. And we had some growth plans regarding that. If you can throw some more light on how you plan to do more about it and how are we entering into the knitted garment fabric thing, so that would be helpful.
Yeah, this is, I mentioned in the earlier question the merger has still not been formalized and we have certain plans in our place. So once it is happened, we'll surely share all the details with you. But right now, we are still under process to get the merger formalized.
So, sir, just to add to that, are we looking into domestic segment here or we are looking for exports and targeting exports and
business? We are looking at both the segments. So we have we are looking at export segments, which is, something which we already do. We are in touch with all the brands who all we nominated to buy and we already supply them now. And of course, Indian domestic market now is, being more and more dominated by organized players. So we are in touch with them also. So it will be both double prong. So we go for domestic as well as exports.
Thank you. All the best.
The next question is from the line of Mosam Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
So, I would like to know, we have been running on average at 94% to 95% of capacity utilization, which I'm assuming is the highest as to where utilization level can be achieved. So with no capacity expansion announcement currently, where does the revenue growth come for the company now?
Ma'am, because textile is a very capital extensive, business. So we had invested a lot of capital 2 years, 3 years back, which was almost the tune of 40%. So now we are feeling settled with our increased capacity and right now we are, all our team is on the drawing board looking at what to do next and I think very shortly we'll be sharing some future plans with all our investors.
Okay, and also I would like to know that this quarter the competitors have announced large capex on yarn and fabric front, so which indicates that the industry is getting ready for a demand uptick for both domestic and international regions. So what is the time it takes for you from planning to production?
So I think the more time we take is in planning. Once we declare it, I think we'll be able to deliver within 1 year.
So, like, what are your criteria for evaluating CAPEX requirements? Is there any criteria?
There are different criteria we look at right now. We are into yarn segment, so what areas geographically we want to expand and, the kind of yarns we don't make and, our customers want that yarn from us. There are different criteria. We're exploring where we can get the best return on capital. So it's just a matter of, a couple of months. So we are evaluating because, this new announcement will be, will pave way for our next series of investments. So we just want to be, doubly sure on what we want to do.
Thank you, sir. But I would also like to know, is there any area for brownfield expansion or in our existing facilities, or will new expansion be necessarily from greenfield initiatives? So could you just throw some light over this?
So we have enough space for a brownfield expansion, but we might go for greenfield. So that is what the evaluation is happening right now, because all our plants are in Punjab. So geographically, we might like to diversify and get out of Punjab and go closer to the port and closer to the more abundant regions in cotton. So all these things are, take some time to evaluate. So this is brownfield. We would have just planned on brownfield, we would have started by now. So this is, a new challenge, and we want to be, 100% sure where we want to go.
Okay, sir. Also, one more question. So you have highlighted the price difference between domestic and international prices. Can you throw some light on current price difference between synthetic yarn and cotton yarn? I read somewhere synthetic is lower than the cotton yarn. So I just wanted to understand the basically price parity between two given you manufactured for both.
No, the synthetic yarn is always cheaper than cotton yarn. It has always been cheaper, and the price disparity, if we were talking about, was the cotton prices, the raw cotton prices in international markets and in India. So, about the yarn, I think yarn generally is sold at the same price as it is sold internationally, because we are in an internationally competitive market and we are competing with different countries like Vietnam, Indonesia, Turkey. So the export prices and domestic prices are almost similar everywhere. There are no duties, of course. Like in countries like Pakistan and Bangladesh, prices are a little higher there domestically. Synthetic fibers are slightly more expensive in India than other countries because of certain duties and BIS restrictions. But that's a very small part of our business. But of course, it is being hurt a lot recently by dumping of fabric, yarn, and fibers by China, which is really suffering domestically across the world.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is a follow-up question. It's from the line of Madhu Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity once again. Sir, our margin in the export as well as the domestic yarn would be similar, or because of the US and other countries discouraging Chinese cotton, the Indian yarn would be at a better pricing?
No, the difference in the prices. Yeah, I think I finished asking the last question about the prices across the world being almost the same.
Okay, so no margin differential that we can get from export versus the domestic will be similar only.
Yeah, it's almost, it's similar level. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Also, just a clarification, sir, the cotton prices are, I think, from 54 to 5,500 to 2.5 to 3% kind of a reduction. But even after that, there is a 5-6% margin differential to the international prices that was apart from the whatever international 5-6% in general difference, right? Or that is the differential of reduced.
Sir, your voice is not very clear. I cannot really understand what you're trying to ask.
Okay. Sir, I'll ask my question again. Sir, the cotton prices declined to 50 to 500, so I think a 2.5 to 3% reduction. Sir, so when we compare it with international parity, is it still a 5-6% differential that was there, or this 2.5% has reduced?
or even international?
Yeah, I get your question. So the international prices in last 6 months, in last 3 to 4 months, the differential has stayed the same. So if Indian prices have come down, so have the international prices at a similar pace. So there is not much change in the differential in last 3 to 4 months.
Okay, got it. So thank you so much. Along the way.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you, Vivash. Thank you everyone for being a part of this call, and we appreciate it. And if you have any questions or any queries, you can direct it towards the company secretary or Orient Capital. See you all next quarter. Thank you.
On behalf of Orient Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.